Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
What? Oh, sorry. That's what my wife does all the time. She'll just go.
Oh, gosh.
I do that too.
And then your response to that is, hey, what's wrong? Yeah. Nothing?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sometimes I just got to take a deep breath.
Sorry.
Big
sire.
Yeah.
Do you know in Japan and other Asian countries, one of the most popular gifts to give at a wedding, do you know what a lot of people give? I didn't know this.
No.
Fruit. Mm. Oh, not just regular fruit.
Asian kind of exotic fruit.
Exotic fruit like this watermelon that's in the shape of a pyramid. This is thousands of dollars. I think it's four grand for the watermelon.
Yeah.
What?
And you don't even eat it because apparently they're not growing it to be the most flavorful watermelon you can get, the sweetest, no seed. It's all about the shape. So they grow them in like glass jars. And so it's really just something to put out on your table and have company over and go, oh my gosh, look at that watermelon. It's amazing.
Yeah. And how long do they last, though? It's not.
I guess it would last as long as a regular watermelon, not knowing much about it.
Well, for that much money, I'm going to need it last forever.
Yeah, put some lacquer on it or something.
Yeah.
They also
some paper mache.
They sell strawberries the size of tennis balls that are $1,400 a piece.
Yeah, I always look on the internets and wonder why. All Asian fruit seems to be so crazy.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, not to be stereotyping or nothing.
No, please don't.
But in good old U.S. of A., we don't have no strawberries the size of softballs.
Right. And when wedding gifts are typically like useful items, do you remember any of the wedding gifts you got, TJ?
Yeah, we got a Dirt Devil upright. That was one. That was my grandparents gave us that.
That was a big deal.
It was a nice vacuum. That was the Shark of its day. I mean, the Dyson of its day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You've got a wedding anniversary coming up soon. Uh-huh. What else did you get? Did people give you cash?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. One of the best things we got was we went to Vegas on our honeymoon because we got some kind of a special package where it was room and flight and everything for both of us for like $550.
Oh, heck yeah.
And so her, Jody's Aunt Neva, bought us tickets to Mystère, which is one of those Cirque du Soleil shows.
Oh, yeah.
I'd never heard of that. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is, you know, back then, everything that I thought was liberal, I'd call Oprah blank. That's just some Oprah blank, you know, whatever. But it was really good. I loved it. And I still love Cirque du Soleil.
Was that your first time in Vegas?
No.
Oh.
No. You know, I lived in L.A. for a while.
Oh, that's right.
Trips over there. Okay. I was somebody's wedding photographer. In Vegas.
Were you really?
Yeah, the guy, I told you that, the guy I worked with at the construction job, they gave me a construction job at an oil refinery so I could be on their company softball team.
Oh, yeah.
And I worked with a guy named, well, both of the people in the couple worked for the construction company. His name was Dog and her name was Kim.
Dog and Kim.
Yeah, and they got married in Vegas one weekend and they handed me the little Kodak camera to be the official photographer of the wedding because they weren't paying the photographer with the chapel, the professional one, anything. Oh.
Like disposable.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. We got to see them before we left Vegas. They went and got them developed down to the Eckerd Drugs.
That's the way to do it.
Dog and Kim.
Dog and Kim.
Are they still together? Do you know?
That may have been the last time I saw them.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because they died on that trip. They got. I'm kidding.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins, you were just asking me about my anniversary coming up. Not Jody's anniversary, my anniversary.
Just yours?
Yeah. It's the it's Croctober 22nd. I'm going to cook her up something real good in the crock pot.
Oh, ooh. Croctober. Mm-hmm. I have not heard that.
Oh, my God. That's a big thing now with all these cream cheese ladies. Yeah. Croctober.
Welcome to Croctober.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're putting out recipes every day during Croctober. Lots you know, of like cream saying, cheese. Yeah, these are my homemade, I'm going to show you how to make my homemade meatballs. And we start with this package of homemade meatballs that I got at Walmart. No, I got this package of Great Value frozen meatballs.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're not homemade meatballs if you bought meatballs.
Right.
You did nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're doing nothing.
What are you going to
do? Anyway, so, no, I'm not, but I am going to get her this as a gift because, you know, it doesn't take much to impress her. Just the thought, you know, coming from me. And Skittles has new freeze-dried candy. Freeze-dried Skittles. They're called Skittles Popped. Mm. Now, at first when I saw that, I thought it was kind of like going to be Pop Rocks. You put Skittles in your mouth and they pop and fizz. But it's not really. It's just that I think they're filled with sour stuff. So you got the Skittles candy shell and then it looks like it's just stuffed and overflowing with a white candy substance.
Whoa.
And I think it's just, it's not popping in your mouth or anything. It's just really sour.
Okay.
I would tear that up.
Or as they say in my hometown of Winfield, Louisiana, it's sire.
Sire.
So you see, that's what it looks like there.
Skittles pop.
I mean, basically, what else do you need?
Mm-hmm.
I love a Skittle.
Is freeze-dried candy, like, really big these days? Because I've seen so many things doing it.
It must be. It must be. So, yeah, my wife could just add that to the collection in the bucket of all the different candies that she has in the pantry.
Sure. Yeah.
Skittles popped. You know what? Would it be good, Riggins? Would the kids like it if we made a video of Jody trying these for the first time?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
What do you call that? A trying video?
Yeah, a taste test. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Jody's Mukbang.
Yeah. Put a little mic up to her.
Hey, y'all.
Do I have to, you know, video her while she's eating it in the car?
Yeah, that would help.
It's a must.
Yeah. Everybody's doing that now where they're in the car.
Oh, and then get a wide shot where you can see your reaction to her reaction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I'll commentate off camera, which is never annoying on these videos.
Right.
Oh, that looks delicious. Now, what is that? It's barbecue sauce. I'm adding barbecue sauce. I love that. Yeah. Okay, shut up.
Yeah.
This is her video.
So bad.
So, yeah, you'd be on that, wouldn't you, Lynn?
Yeah, all over it.
Mm-hmm.
All over it.
But one's labeled as sour and the other is regular, but I think they're both supposed to be sour. So can you imagine how sour the sour is?
Extra double sour.
And they said that the sour lasts longer than other sour candies because it's not just the coating on the outside of it, it's inside. So the longer you go into the candy, it stays sour.
Sounds like heaven.
So yeah, it's like my wife's personality. Sometimes sweet, but mainly sour.
Mostly. Most of the time.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
Riggins,
yeah.
Why have we been blessed with your pretty hair today and you fixed it and you didn't wear a hat? Because I love, Lindsay, when Riggins doesn't wear a hat, it just makes my day.
Yeah.
Because he's got such good hair and he wants to cover it up by throwing that old hat on top of it all the time.
I agree. When you walked in, I was shocked. I was like, where's the hat?
I guess I wear the hat too much that it is shocking when I don't wear the hat. No reason. I just didn't grab my hat this morning.
Hmm. Looks like you're going to Easter church. Yeah. Hair fixed.
I love Easter. But yeah, a lot of people think I'm bald. That I've seen that comment come out. Like, you know, he's hat fishing. He's trying to hide because he's bald.
No.
I'm like, I'm not bald. I don't care. It, like, it doesn't matter. They're random people, strangers. But it does kind of burn. I'm like, Why would you?
Yeah.
I'm not. You don't
and
know
you're
anything.
In your 30s. I mean, like, you're not. Yeah, but you got a good head of hair.
Yeah, because, I mean, what an awful, awful insult that is.
Right.
I guess they use it as an insult.
They do, yeah. I mean.
It's hat fishing.
I know.
What am I trying to say?
Hat fishing.
As somebody who has lost their hair, and I'm not I'm not trying to catch anybody with hat fishing and all that. I just.
Yeah.
That's silly.
You know, what if you put on mascara, are you eye fishing?
You never
right. You know?
I'm doing that every day.
Yeah. You look like a rat without the eye makeup. Is that what they're implying?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
But it's true. But it's true.
Yeah, but don't do the fake eyelashes anymore.
No, I don't.
She
really
used to walk around with them in her pocket. Okay, just slap them on.
Miss those.
You were a fake eyelash girl?
Oh, yeah. And then I got them professionally done, and it just takes too long. But, yeah, I thought I looked a lot better with them on. I mean, I still think that.
Yeah. Mm.
Nah.
I disagree. I don't think
that. Well, thank you. Well, also, you can roll out of bed, literally fix your hair, and you don't have to do a lot to your – so it's easier. Mm-hmm. That's another reason to do it. But
yeah. But I'm going to tell you, I don't know any men who have ever said, oh, my God. Have you seen how hot that girl's eyelashes are?
Right.
Oh, my
God. Oof.
A lot of them don't like it.
They look like tarantulas coming off of her face. I love that. I can't look away.
Yeah.
The bigger, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Double them up.
You're right. I've never met a guy. Even my husband, like, didn't really like them. You know? Mm-hmm. Lindsay, he never told me he didn't, but I just know he didn't. What?
Did you know that I had fake eyelashes one time? It was for a radio thing we did.
No.
Yeah, it was a bit.
You dressed up.
He looked
no. He just had the eyelashes.
Oh, just the eyelashes.
Just the eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
And really extensions.
He got really, full extensions.
Really couldn't tell a difference. My eyelashes are already luscious.
They are.
Confidence Rob does not lack.
Yeah, I'm noticing that. Yeah,
he's a confident guy. Someone say cocky, I wouldn't, but confident.
But y'all all have long lashes. It really makes me mad. Yeah. Y'all all have good eyelashes.
Does your son have them?
Beautiful.
Yeah, little boys a lot of times will have eyelashes just stretch across the room.
For days.
Look like paintbrushes.
Oh, but y'all all have, especially, I know TJ's got good ones. I can't really see yours, Riggs, but I'm pretty sure they're good. But
mine just get in the way. I mean, it's a curse.
They start locking up.
You just want to cut them with scissors?
Mm-hmm. Just, you know, just I can't wear sunglasses without them, like having to get them adjusted. I really do. My eyelashes go.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I know.
Brush up against the lenses of my glasses.
Nothing makes me more mad to talk about. I'm so mad.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
TJ, you're a bad friend.
I know. Why now, though?
You're supposed to have my back and look out for me and things like that, and you have really dropped the ball on this one.
What did I do or not do?
You know I got a thing for Kate Gosselin, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kate plus eight.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's a controversial opinion. Some will call it a hot take. I think she's sexy. Oh. I don't care.
Mm.
I know people say she's got a bad attitude. She's hurting the kids. That might all be true.
Yeah.
But I think she's sexy, and there's something about her, some would say, sour attitude that I find devastatingly attractive.
You love assertive women.
I do. I do. Put me in my place. She's got all these kids. I think only a couple of them are still talking to her. I think they were like, once they hit 18, they were like, we're living with Dad. He's a DJ.
Red flag.
Yeah. He's a bartender at Chili's. He seems like a lot more fun than what you're doing. But she was out in Charlotte the other – well, here's the reason I bring it out. It's because TJ lives relatively close to Kate Gosselin, Kate plus eight. And but she was out in the big city this week.
Really?
She never makes public appearances. She never goes out.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's like if you saw her driving around, you could
have – I don't go anywhere. But I haven't seen her.
I never knew you lived near her or she lived near you.
Yeah, she lives right around the way. Yeah.
Never knew that.
You know who else I live close to?
Hey.
DaBaby.
Oh. You got Kate Gosselin on one side, DaBaby on the
other. Are you being serious?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or as Jody calls him, DaBaby. I saw the baby at Harris Teeter. He's in a Rolls Royce getting a kid out of there, parked in the handicap spot. I'm pretty sure that was him. Is he little? I said, yeah, thus the baby being his name.
Yeah.
Well, that had to be him.
The baby.
Like, yeah, I saw the baby.
I love that. Like, which baby did you
see? Yeah, I saw the baby, but I, you know, and pour one out for Papa Smoke.
Yeah, she called him Papa Smoke.
Yeah. I love that.
Wouldn't that be a turn of events if I started dating Kate Gosselin and Jody started dating the baby? Yeah. Have you met my new boyfriend? It's the baby. He's a rapper.
And what's Christian McCaffrey's wife's name?
Olivia.
Yeah. Yeah. Saw her in the Harris Teeter one day.
Oh my God.
Really?
Yeah.
I would hit my knees.
Yeah, I would love that.
She said, "You know what? A lot of times those girls look way better on the internet or on TV and all that stuff. And you see them in person, they're pretty, but they're not like they, you know, like they look on TV all made up and everything." She goes, "Not the case with her. She is breathtakingly beautiful."
She's beautiful.
And she said, "I saw her up close and she's being sweet to everybody."
Oh.
I'm like, well, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Move out of the way.
She's going to run over him with her cart.
Yeah.
Get out of the way, old lady.
I'm trying to feed my family, you losers.
I'm a supermodel.
Excuse me.
No pictures. No pictures, please.
Hot person coming through.
Turn the security cameras off.
Yeah.
You didn't pay for that.
I would like to buy my yogurt-covered raisins in peace, please.
No. The baby can come in, but none of these regular people.
The baby.
I love that. Man. That would be fun. Oh. Yeah, maybe we could double date or something if things between you two don't work out.
Yeah, between Jody and me?
Yeah.
I mean, jury's still out. Yeah. We're on that 30-year trial right now.
Anything could happen.
Yeah. You never know.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
They have done a survey that could not have hit me between the eyes any more than it did. I mean, so relatable to me. And we'll put my full-fledged grumpy old man, grouchy old man persona on display this morning.
Fun.
So we'll get to that in a few minutes.
Kind of sad news today. The top trending topic is about Liam Payne, former Direction, One Direction member, dead at the age of 31. He fell from his hotel balcony in Argentina. And there's a lot of stories going out there right now. Fell from the third story of his hotel. His girlfriend was not there. She had left a few days earlier, and they said they're not totally sure if he jumped or if he fell, but they have taken some photos from inside the hotel room, and a 911 call has emerged from the hotel staff saying, we've got a guy who's out of his mind on drugs and alcohol, and we need somebody to come take care of this.
Yeah, they said that he's been cycling through periods of ruinous behavior. That's one source said.
He's had a tough time since he left, or since One Direction ended, right? So they broke up back in 2016, and has had kind of hits or misses with his social his solo career.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he's like so nice, so charming. I don't know what
is
what
he the one that said strip that down for me? Is that the one? I liked that song.
That was his debut solo single. It was I think a hit.
My daughter was distraught yesterday. Because she was like that One Direction, perfect age. She loved them. Because she's 24 now. And so when she was a teenager, that's when they were so huge, and she loved them.
They were the biggest boy band in the world.
Yeah.
And then Zayn leaves in 2015. They break up in 2016. And obviously now we have Harry Styles and Niall Horan.
So Niall Out Horan, his middle name is Out, by the way.
Is that right?
Yeah. He's the one on the Voice, right?
Yeah.
Was. He's not this season. But
yeah. So it's just shocking news. I mean, 31 years old. It's tragic either way. He's a young person who's a father to a 6 or 7 year old. And, he's a son and a brother. And
now, he wasn't the Irish one, right?
No. No, he was not Irish. Niall is the Irish
Niall.
One.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but RIP, Liam Payne, that is the top trending topic today. Early voting has begun in North Carolina, so I'm going to go do that today.
Yeah, North Carolina is considered a swing state.
Yeah.
Which I can't believe I live in a swing state. I might have to rectify that situation.
Are you an early voter person? Yes. Or do you do?
Yeah.
You do early voting.
Right. If that's the rule, I don't agree with it. I think you should vote on election day unless you're doing an absentee ballot because you're going to be out of town away from your polling place. I'm against mail-in. I'm against early voting. But if those are the rules that they have made, I'm going to take advantage of it.
Sure.
Try to get my early vote in as well.
Absolutely. Voting's so important. So early voting has now begun in North Carolina. You can check all the online resources to find out where a polling place is near you. We have a list of people who are impossible to dislike coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, who was like the star when you were growing up that seemed... Well, so we have Taylor Swift, who's inarguably like the most famous celebrity globally.
Yeah.
And she's a celebrity. Like, that's what she does. She's an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the celebrity that was that sort of all-encompassing when you were growing up?
Easy. Eddie Murphy, yep.
You could have given me 100 guesses, and Eddie Murphy would have not been any of them.
Eddie Murphy really? Was top at the box office, stand-up. He was still doing stand-up movies. He had a hit song. I think it went to number one. My girl likes to party all the time, party all the time. That was the number one song, I believe. Comedy albums, Saturday Night Live, and then the biggest movie star in the world during that time.
And he was globally popular?
Yeah. Yeah.
And since then...
Except Michael Jackson. You know, Michael Jackson was at that time, too. But that's the given. I mean, that would stretch out over different decades.
But. Yeah. Was he liked by... Well, I guess so. He was liked by everybody. Because I know now people are like, Eddie Murphy was super inappropriate. He was really awful. And
yeah, but back then he was...
Untouchable.
Yeah.
We have this list at TJ Riggins Show on Facebook. I just threw it up there last night. Is there a celebrity that's impossible to dislike? Because obviously people love Taylor Swift, but I feel like more people hate her at this point.
Can I guess what showed up a lot?
You can guess probably the top three. Go ahead.
Dolly Parton. Mm-hmm. That's the only one I'm thinking. Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, you don't like Matthew McConaughey.
I'm not charmed by him. I am not charmed by Matthew McConaughey. What can I tell you? But I get the Dolly Parton one. I get the Keanu Reeves. There's so many great stories about all of them. But there's some surprises on the list. Mike Rowe shows up a lot. He's like in the top five of the answers.
That's a good one. And that's odd because he's kind of politically, not like a regular celebrity.
Yeah. But the sleeper hit, John Ritter, impossible to dislike.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Yeah, people loved John Ritter.
Yeah, that one still hurts.
Henry Winkler is another one.
Henry Winkler is on this list, people suggested. But Denzel, Leslie Jordan, obviously a huge hit during the pandemic.
Jelly Roll is on his way to being that, I think, because he's always kind of like Henry Winkler, so excited and so thankful. And, this is great, that I'm living this life, and it's so wonderful.
I do feel like there's something not as organic about it, though. I feel like they are really forcing Jelly Roll on the world, for sure. I mean,
no, but
there's a lot of Jelly Roll.
But I'm saying they're not his personality, though, to be grateful and in awe of all of what's going on around him and everything.
Pedro Pascal.
Did we get any Robin Williams?
No Robin Williams.
Nah, I don't. Robin Williams was kind of a... Dang. I mean, he turned his back on his kids, let me put it that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was an absentee father.
I wish I wouldn't have brought that up so I didn't know that fact. Yeah.
But Jennifer Garner comes up. It's like, give me what? Jennifer Garner.
I can't stand her.
Michael Jordan. I know another
one. Like
oh, gosh. A lot of people don't like Michael
Jordan. Way overrated.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Riggins, you were talking about the celebrities that, you know, people say that it's hard to dislike certain celebrities, and Matthew McConaughey came up on the list. Mm-hmm. I like Matthew McConaughey. I really do. But there's something that he does that I just absolutely can't stand, and I don't think it should be allowed.
Ooh.
The way he has all access and acts like he's on the team of the Texas Longhorns. On the sideline every week, walking around with the team, pumping up the crowd, all of this stuff. Now, here's the difference. If, let's say, at last week's game of LSU and Ole Miss, Odell Beckham Jr. was there and some other, big-time players, and in the locker room and all of that. I don't mind that if you actually played for the team.
Yeah.
But if you're just an actor who went off and made it big and then you just want to come and be part of the team, no. No.
Totally agree.
Because being and doing what it takes to be part of a major football program like that should be elite. You shouldn't be able, just because you're famous, to come in and people want to see you and be part of the team. Snoop.
Yeah.
I didn't like that when he was hanging out with the USC football team, the Trojans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like them. As a matter of fact, I can't stand them or Texas. It's two of my least favorite teams. But I don't think that the celebrities should be allowed to do that.
Not all the way into the locker room. And now that locker room celebration has become sort of like this press event. Yeah. It's like, how many cameras and celebrities can you squeeze in there? These are young guys changing. I don't know. It's just weird.
Well, and then Deion Sanders uses it, you know, to bring in, you know, rappers and people like that. You know, he'll actually have them perform in the locker room. Like, they'll do a set in the locker room. But even at that, they're brought in for a certain reason.
Yeah.
But just that full access of, like, Matthew McConaughey walking out with the team and being on the sidelines and talking to the players and during the game. Get out of here. I don't care how much money you donate to the school. I don't care how much attention the school gets or how cool it is that you are a fan of the school. They don't let donor down there who's not famous.
No way. Because he's got a southern accent and he's got a quick line, we're supposed to believe that he's some sort of wise old sage. Yeah. It's like, no, he's a Hollywood weirdo like everybody else. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not buying into the Matthew McConaughey hype.
Yeah.
And I like his movies.
I do too. I like everything about him. But I don't think he's, you know, so wise and everything, like putting out his book and all these women reading and going, you know what? He is really smart. People don't realize how smart he is. Well, he's a pothead.
Right.
And he's got philosophies that, you know, burnt potheads have. And they're cool. He's a nice fella. Seems like a nice fella.
I don't like how he whistles when he talks.
But, you know, the whole thing about just acting like you're, you know, a Texas Longhorn football player. You got the complete access to everything, including the players during the game. Yeah. No.
He's like their mascot.
Yeah, it is. And I wonder if, like, Deion, if their coach would have him in there, like, doing monologues and things like that. This is a scene I did, you know, from Failure to Launch.
I wouldn't doubt it for a second for Failure to Launch. God.
That'd be cool.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, the BuzzFeed has something interesting, believe it or not. And this is something that, like I said earlier, it hits me right between the eyes. It's a question they ask about, what's the smallest hill, this says we're willing to die on, but I don't say it incorrectly. I say on which we are willing to die. Or one of my, you know, in an argument, you say, now, is this the hill on which you choose to die? Meaning you're sticking with this argument all the way until the end. Is it that important?
Yeah.
Well, these are little things that people say that they're willing, you know, as their small hills on which to die. And in reading these, I start getting fired up because I have so many of them.
Yeah.
Why I get falsely labeled as a grouchy old man.
Yeah.
because I strive for greatness in society.
You're like a mountain range.
So an example is Nickelback is a great band. Is one a small hill on which someone would die. Dogs do belong on furniture and in beds.
Ooh.
We owe them comfort.
We owe them comfort.
Don't use speakers on public transit. Headphones only. Well, first of all, yeah, because if you're on the public transit, you're already aggravated, I'm sure. And you don't want to be dealing with anybody else.
That is true.
So just a few of mine is the prepay example. You can't prepay for something. You can't pay for something before you pay for it. Pre means before.
Yep.
You can't pre-order anything. You either order it or you don't. You order it before before it's ready, or you order it before it's available and for you to get, but you can't pre-order anything. But one of my biggest ones is when somebody donates to a charity and they call it giving back. You can't give back something unless you took it to begin with. So if I donate to the Tunnel to Towers Fund charity, it's giving because I haven't taken anything from them in the, to begin with. So it's not giving back. It's giving.
Mm.
Now, the only way it's giving back, in my world is tithing. Mm. Tithing is giving back to the Lord for the blessings that you have, that, you know, that 10%.
Okay.
You make $100,000, you give the Lord 10.
That's what they say.
You make 10 potatoes for a living, you give the Lord one. If that's what your pay is, you're working for potatoes, you give the Lord one.
I bet Jesus would love a baked potato.
Oh, yeah. Well, I bet he doesn't like sour cream, though.
What?
He wouldn't want sour cream on it. He just wants butter.
You think Jesus would just have butter in it?
And that's a hill on which I choose to die.
No bacon bits or nothing?
No, no bacos. Regular bacon bits, yeah. Like made from bacon.
Oh, okay.
Crumbled bacon. Not any already chopped up and processed bacon bits, no.
Like
not the Lord. You're not giving the Lord store-boughts, Riggins.
Like, if y'all you got real that? Bacon, bacos are fine. Yeah, I don't see him settling for that.
And you don't have to buy much, you know, to give the Lord a nice meal. You know, two fishes.
That's right.
You turn that into, you know, whatever he wants, but he wants it to be fresh.
Yeah.
He doesn't want like canned tuna or Spam or something like that.
What would Jesus eat on his baked potato? You could take that to work.
You could also put it on a bracelet.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.